Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors a number of different saints. One is pretty well known, Saint Alphonsus Maria de Liguori. He was a bishop. He was a founder of the Redemptorists. He is the most published author in history. 21,000 editions of his work have been printed. He is the patron saint of confessors, moral theologians, and those suffering from arthritis. The second group of saints are a mother and her three children, Saint Sophia the Martyr and her daughters, Saints Faith, Hope, and Love. In the second century, under the rule of Hadrian, the daughters were martyred and inhumanly tortured. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with you.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we need to make a confession of faith. We denounce our sins. We examine our conscience, looking back on the past. How have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness, and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who constantly raise up in your church new examples of virtue, grant that we may follow so closely in the footsteps of the Bishop Saint Alphonsus in his zeal for souls as to attain the same rewards that are his in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. For what the law, weakened by the flesh, was powerless to do, this God has done, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for the sake of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous decree of the law might be fulfilled in us, who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
How shall a young man be faultless in his way? By keeping to your words. Lord, teach me your statutes. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. Lord, teach me your statutes. Within my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you. Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. Lord, teach me your statutes. In the way of your decrees, I rejoice, as much as in all riches. Lord, teach me your statutes. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The readings, the responsorial psalm that we just heard, have been chosen to be read on this feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. A couple of other things about him. He was born into a noble family. At the age of 16 years old, he got his doctorate in law. At the age of 29, he was ordained a priest. At the age of 66, he was ordained a bishop. And even before I knew that what the readings would be, I thought that on this feast of Saint Alphonsus that I knew a little bit about him. And we're hearing words like the law, the commandments, the ordinances, the statutes. Law must have been extremely important to him. And so that's why it's kind of spread throughout all of these three pieces of scripture. But I think at the very end of the gospel, it's the most important part for us to have heard. Because Jesus is saying, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. It's one thing to have a disregard for the law and then to teach others to have a disregard for the law. Not appropriate. We're going to be least in the kingdom of heaven. But if we follow the commandments, the statutes, the laws, the ordinances of the Lord, then we're on a good path. And if we're on a good path for ourselves, we also have to teach others to be on that same good path. It's a responsibility that we have. And if we're able to do that, not only for ourselves, but for others who follow the example that we are giving, we will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. If you have a choice, and if you weigh those choices, don't we each want to be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven and someday share in what Jesus promises to those who follow him faithfully to gain the kingdom of heaven for eternal life, life after this life that goes on forever. Let us pray that we are faithful to what it is we believe about Jesus and what his direction gives us in trying to attain that kingdom of heaven. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we want to place before the Lord. So we pray for our Holy Father and all bishops and priests that they will be models of Jesus Christ through their authentic love and humility. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations and that all religious orders may flourish with an abundance of holy men and women who respond to God's call for their lives. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that we may follow the example of St. Alphonsus Liguori and do God's will, even amidst difficulties and failures, and that in doing so, we unite our sufferings with Christ and draw ever closer to Him, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our country, that God will grant us leaders who will preserve and protect the rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Deborah Sampson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that You know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and Yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, to enkindle our hearts with the celestial fire of Your Spirit, just as You granted St. Alphonsus should celebrate these mysteries and by them offer himself to You as a holy sacrifice, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give You thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Alphonsus You bid Your Church rejoice, so too You strengthen her by the example of His holy life, teach her by His words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to His prayers. And so with the company of angels and the saints, we pray the prayer of Your praise, as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down Your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time He was betrayed and entered willingly into His passion, He took bread and giving thanks broke it and gave it to His disciples saying, take this all of you and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, He took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, He gave it to His disciples, saying, take this all of you and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. the mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Alphonsus Liguori, with Saint Sophia and Saints Faith, Hope, and Love, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please extend to one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
The body of Christ, Larry.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
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 Amen.
And let us pray. O God, who gave St. Alphonsus to be a faithful steward and preacher of this great mystery, grant that your faithful may receive it often, and receiving it, praise you without end, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. And be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear into our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Today's saint once said, "I have never preached a sermon that the poorest woman in the congregation could not understand." What's the name of this great pastor and preacher? Saint Alphonsus Liguori, the founder of a religious order called the Redemptorists, a group that continues to give parish missions and to provide guidance to the average person through a ministry of media and communications. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. And I'd like to share with you today, because, you know, we're in the midst of a Eucharistic revival, a prayer that St. Alphonsus once wrote to Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament. It's a prayer filled with love and also with courage, for through it, we will be offering ourselves completely to the Lord and asking that His will be done in our lives today. Please join yourself to these words today. My Lord Jesus Christ, who for the love which you bear us Remain night and day in this sacrament full of compassion and love, awaiting, calling, and welcoming all who come to visit you. I believe that you are present in the sacrament of the altar. I thank you for the many graces you have given me, and especially for having given me yourself in this sacrament. My Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I am sorry that I have so often offended your infinite goodness. With the help of your grace, I resolve to offend you no more. I consecrate myself to you without reserve. I give you my will, my affections, my desires, and all that is mine. Henceforth, do with me whatsoever you please. I ask for nothing but you and your holy love, final perseverance, and the perfect fulfillment of your will.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
How about Savannah now in Whittier, California? Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Patrick. So I have some good news that I just thought I would share with you. I spoke to you about 7 months ago.
Okay.
And I was undergoing the RCIA program here at my parish.
Okay.
And I just wanted, I told you that I was going to update you, and I know that you lit a candle for me at the Lady of Health once I started mm-hmm. my journey. But I just wanted to update you that I am Catholic now.
Yay!
And all of my sacraments were completed on Divine Mercy Sunday, so I thought that was really special. So I
yes.
thought that I would share the good news with you. And I love going to the parish and everything, and it's like a kind of special bond because we go every Sunday together. Now that I'm fully initiated and we can accept the Eucharist together, it's even more special.
That is fantastic. Well, you know, I'm really touched and honored, Savannah, that you would think of me and think to come back and tell me about this. I do remember our phone call. And so thank you. And welcome home. I'm excited for you.
And I thank you for everything that you guys do, because you guys have really educated me on a lot of things that I wasn't aware of. So
that makes me happy.
I listen to you guys every day.
Well, blessed be God. And I'm so happy for you, Savannah. I'm sure that this is just the beginning of your joyful adventure.
Yeah.
On your way to heaven. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio, and thank you for calling in to let us know the little role that we played for you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.